a person on something called BoardNet, and within BoardNet on something called /Paul/ posted the following last Wednesday, May 17th. I am a fourth-year surgery resident here who rotated from WHC, Washington Hospital Center, last year. It won't be hard to identify me, but I feel that I shouldn't stay silent. Seth Rich was shot twice with 3 total gunshot wounds, entry and exit and entry. He was taken to the OR emergency where we performed an X-lap and found a small injury to segment 3 of the liver, which was packed, and several small bowel injuries, pretty common for gunshots in the back exiting the abdomen, which we resected, 12 centimeters of bowel, and left him in discontinuity, didn't hook everything back up, with the intent of performing a washout in the morning. He did not have any major vascular injuries or otherwise. I've seen dozens of worse cases than this, which survived, and nothing about his injury suggested to me that he'd sustained a fatal wound. In the meantime, he was transferred to the ICU and transfused 2 units of blood when his post-surgery crit came back at minus 20. He was stable and not on any pressors, and it seemed pretty routine. About 8 hours after he arrived, we were swarmed by LEOs, law enforcement officers, and pretty much everyone except the attending physician and a few nurses was kicked out of the ICU. It was weird as hell. At turnover, change of shift, that morning we were instructed not to make rounds on the VIP that came in last night. That's exactly what the attending said, and no one except me and another resident had any idea who he was talking about. No one here was allowed to see Seth except for my attending physician when he died. No code was called. I rounded on patients literally next door, but was physically blocked from checking in on him. I've never seen anything like it before, and while I can't say 100% that he was allowed to die, I don't understand why he was treated like that. I'm just one low-level doc. Something's fishy, though, that's for sure.